In the beginning of the parasha, we have the story of Yisro giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know the people are there all day getting judged, and Moshe explains, because I know the dinim from Hashem, and I have to judge them. And he says, not going to work, rather what you do, you should be connection to, you should talk to Hashem, you bring them the information from Hashem, you teach them the chukim and the toros, and the way to go, and what they'll do. Etc. And appoint a lot of judges. They'll judge all the easy cases. You will judge the hard cases. So the kasha is what exactly the problem was. Everyone was coming to him to judge their cases. The solution is appoint a lot of lower court judges. They will judge all the easy cases. And as it says, es kol devar gadol yofiyor lecho, kol devar katan yishpetuheim. The hard cases will go to you. They'll do the easy cases. What do you need this other pasuk that says viz harta semesachu kimiyas hatoros? How is that relevant to the question of judging them? You should teach them all the mitzvot. So you know when Hashem revealed the Torah to you, you should bring that Torah down to the people. I mean, echanami. But how is that relevant to the court system? So many in the Rafarshim here, looking at Ramban, Ibn Ezra, others say, no. Moshe really explained to Yisro that he had two different jobs. He had the job of revelation, of bringing the mitzvos, telling the people the mitzvos, and he also had the job of judging. And you used to say, oh, there's two different jobs. The job of revelation, of teaching the mitzvos, that you have to keep for yourself, because you're the only one who can talk to Hashem. The job of judging, then you'll appoint a system with other people. And it's sort of two separate inyanim of Moshe, that Moshe's doing. But the Chafetz Chaim here, La Torah, has an interesting insight, based on the Gemara. In Bab Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which says, what exactly is Moshe teaching them? Right? So the Gemara Darshan, Bab Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Tani Rav Yosef, Vahodat Alehem Zebeis Chayehem, Es Haderech Zog Milos Chasodim, She Yelchu Zebikur Cholim, Ba Zekfur, Es Hamas Ez Adin, Asher Yasun, Zog Lifnim Yishur Es Adin. What is he telling you about Milos Chasodim, about Bikur Cholim, about Din and Lifnim Yishur Es Adin, about interpersonal relationships, etc.? What does the Chafetz Chaim say? Yisro was not here, he wasn't talking here about Moshe's other job of, you know, revelation, prophet revealing the Torah besides his job of judgment. He was saying, no, what's the problem? The problem is on Hugga. It's very hard to lead people because they're always fighting with each other and getting court cases, etc. He says, you know what? You'll have to deal with the court cases. You have no choice but to appoint lower court judges to deal with the court cases. But first, try to solve the problem at the root. What do you teach them? Teach them Beis Chayehem. It's not clear what Beis Chayehem means. Maybe it means learning Torah. You know, if you learn Torah, you become a different kind of person. Maybe it means having a Parnassa. If you have a Parnassa, it makes a lot of things run smoother. Teach them about Gemilas Chasadim, about Bikur Cholim. Teach them that there's Din, and that there's Lifnim Yishur Es Hadin. Meaning, teach them how to get along with each other properly, how to love each other, how to care about one another. Right? And ultimately, like, yes, you can appoint 100 judges to help you, but it's better to not have everyone go taking each other to court in the first place. Right, it's better to have the people behave in the first place than to figure out how to get them in line. And ultimately, what's the real solution? The real solution is not to have more and more and more judges for more and more lawyers and more court cases and more people fighting with each other so you can finally find the emes as to who's right and who's wrong. No, that's all a b'diavad. The real solution is first, teaching the derech yelchuba. The derech yelchuba is derech gemilas chasadim lifnim yishur es hadin. First, teach them ultimately what's important is not who's right and who's wrong. What's important is not, you know, is not who wins, is not who really deserves the money and who doesn't deserve the money. What's important is that you're gomel chasid with each other, that you care about each other, and that you're mevater. There's din, and there's a derech of din, but yelchuba, to really go in the way, or sorry, samasev asher yasun, what should you really do? Do lifnim yishur es hadin. The real first thing you have to teach them is that it's not important who's right or who's wrong. It's important to get along with each other and that we all get along and that we all live together nicely and that we don't stand up for our rights and that we're not makvid that every time we're right, we have to win. And that it's okay that even if you're right, you can lose and give in to the other guy and nothing terrible will happen and it's not a pagam in you. Adrav, it's the greatest shevach. And then, but yeah, but the court cases we'll deal with. But that's not the real answer. I think this is really, you know, if this is the pshat of the Chafetz Chaim, Yisro is really telling Moshe, I mean, a real yisod in life, right? So many people get in so much trouble. Because they have to be right. And maybe they are right. I mean, if someone's wrong and they have to be right, then they're really a Rosh Marusha. Even if they're right and they have to be right, they're not a Rosh Marusha. But that's not what you're supposed to do. That's not what Hashem wants from us. That's not the Mas Derech Yelchuba. That's not the Mas Asher Yasod. It might be the din, but the Gemara says the same place, Mamatsia, Lo Chorva Yishalayim, Elo Shem Yidu Zvayim Olden Torah. Yeah, the Churban came because people wanted the din. Because whoever is right demanded they be right. The secret to life is that, A, Avada Pashat, when you're wrong, don't think that you're right. And don't be about Gaiva and think you're always right when you're wrong. But the secret to real success in life, the secret to really following the Derech of Hashem and the Masa that Hashem wants us to do, is that even when you're right, it's not important that you're right. It's not important who's right and who's wrong. It's important that we get along together and we have shalom and that we reinforce and we support each other. And there's no greater derech of Hashem. We always think, oh, the emes. Yeah, emes is wonderful when it comes to, you know, not compromising your religious standards and not giving into your yetzer hara and learning Torah well, et cetera, et cetera. When it comes to b'nam l'chaveiro, no. The derech yelchubon, the master sheyason, the greatest shevach is that even if you know 100% that you're right, that you realize that that's not what's important, and you go in the derech asher yelchuba and the maser sheyason lift nimishur sadin, and you're mevater anyway, because it's more important that we don't fight than that whoever's right wins. And emiratz Hashem, if lochor yishalayim el shad hamidu dvarim aldin Torah, then if we all go a little extra, lift nimishur sadin, maybe we can mitak in the churban yishalayim and bring the gula mehir of yameinu. Shabbat shalom.
Amen.